You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Yo, yo. Oh, shit. Hold on. Yeah. Where are we at here? It's, All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Yo, I am the DRP.
Yo.
How's everyone doing?
I'm Rick Dog, a.k.a. Small Professor.
Small Professor?
Yes.
You're the nobody professor.
I'll show you why later.
Anyone else?
Oh, hold on one second. Shout out to Joe Fado, who's in the hospital. I love you, brother. Happy birthday to Kong Nasty, and happy birthday to my brother, Large Professor, from Main Source.
Yeah.
You got El Diablo.
Thank you.
What up, y'all? It's Prolific here. Force 5 in the buildings. Is Logic in here?
You guys act like it's your first show.
I know. What's going on, guys?
I'm King Relic.
What's up, Relic?
What up, everyone?
Hey, how's everyone doing? The Ruckus Podcast Show. It doesn't seem very ruckus.
Yeah, we're sipping.
We got a late start, you know, technical difficulties.
Yeah, we had a few.
Snow shoveling. Fuck.
Snow shoveling. By the way, if you guys are tuning in to check out... Where did you get it? You can go to the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube account of Danny Diablo right now. Go live or on Force 5 Records.
Watch right now on YouTube.
He's on his other live right now.
He's on some other shit.
We're experimenting with Instagram right now. You can go to the DRP Instagram page and you can see it there as well right now. And eventually we're going to put it on Danny's page if he's cool with it. And then everyone else's page here too.
I'm cool.
Hell yeah.
I'm cool. Yeah. Shout out to Hoya.
Hoya Rock.
Okay, D, what's up, baby?
And if you guys don't catch us live, we're always through Sound Talent Media and Diablo's Den podcast through Spotify, Boop, iHeartRadio, blah, blah.
That's in a weird spot.
Spreaker, and anywhere else that you can listen to digitally. Shout out to Jay Reason.
Shout out to Jay Reason.
Yes. And to Danny Diablo for making this happen. Thank you, brother.
He's finally learning. He's learning.
Thank you, dog.
We actually just came in live with the Angry Corpse's new video. My band we just shot a video with Capadonna of Wu-Tang Clan. The album just came out today, so I hope you guys check it out. Go to Spotify or wherever you guys listen to music, or check out the video on YouTube right now.
Pick up a fucking hard copy.
And
fuck Snake Eyes.
What, can you watch the podcast again?
They can watch the podcast Monday on audio only, or the replays on YouTube.
And what right now?
Danny Diablo's YouTube or Force 5's YouTube. I'm doing two different things at once right now. Actually, I'm doing like five different things at once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You guys want to pitch in anywhere?
No. You're doing all the stuff.
I mean, I am. You guys want to help me out?
Yes.
All right. How's everyone doing?
Good.
All right. Tired.
Could be a little bit better.
Yeah. Why? It's a glorious Friday night.
Except for the shit weather.
Yeah, the weather sucks. If you guys tuned in tonight to check out Ray De La Vega, unfortunately, with the weather right now, he couldn't make it out here, so we're going to reschedule. So if you are here to check out Ray De La Vega and talk about some Force 5 stuff with him, he'll be here one of the next podcasts. We're gonna the show must go on, and we're gonna keep doing our thing,
we're
right?
Keep sipping and doing the thing.
So let's talk about what's coming up for everybody.
They Lives Obey fucking
EP. All right, let's talk about that.
Let's talk right about here. Something else.
Look at that. There's the CD cover.
Go on iTunes and pre-order now.
Beautiful artwork there by King Relic there.
That's King Relic? Let's check that out again.
King Relic drew that up.
You can see there's some Easter eggs in there.
Oh, hold on. I'll go back. Show the Easter eggs.
Well, if you look at that little cafe right there, Rick Dog and DRP are chilling.
If you look really close, DRP's giving me a handy under the
table. I was just going to say, one hand's missing.
Wait, what's that?
Yo, the DRP's giving a hand job to Rick Dogg.
I give him the hand job? I should be getting the hand job.
No.
Well, he drew it. I didn't drive.
Yeah. it's suggestive.
Well, that's getting banned from all Spotify and digital outlets.
But yes,
what's wrong
don't
with
pick
handy?
Up. What?
What's wrong with a handy?
Yeah. I'm getting the handy. I'm not giving
it. I'm saying Spotify. Everyone's Spotify jerks on them, so it's all good.
What do you got to say about this?
Everybody, please hit the pre-order. Go get that shit on fucking iTunes. We're trying to chart. Like, a lot of people have been doing it so far. We appreciate that a lot. and it's a beautiful fucking thing. We're really excited about this project. Danny makes a little appearance on there, and on the EP, Obey.
What did you do? You did a skit.
You and did. You're also on a song.
Talking to the mic.
What song? Yeah,
what
you remember
song am I on?
The punk rock song.
For autism?
No.
You're all autistic. What are you talking
about? Anyways, go pre-order it, please.
Yeah.
It comes out next week. And we also got another video that's about to drop soon.
It's like $5. So don't be cheap.
Also, today's the last day for the pre-orders, right? Danny, today's the last day for pre-orders for this, right?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Go.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yeah, talk about this real quick. You only got a few hours left to order this.
Yeah, thank you, guys. So listen. That's my New York hardcore streetwear pullover windbreaker, the Valentine. That's what it's called. I got four designs, actually five designs. This is the first one we're dropping. And basically, today's the last time you can get it. Shout out to Goat Tom and Goat Set Merch. Thank you for everyone. We already sold about 55 of them.
And they're nice.
Yeah.
And they're durable. Like they're great quality.
They should cost like $100.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them out there to the hardcore kids.
Let's show them again. Look how pretty this
is. Graffiti Kids is 90s style. I'm doing like Polo, Helly Henson, and Starter all together. But
yeah,
I did this. I mean, and I made it. I accomplished something.
Are they
you like hardcore streetwear? So please, right now, at midnight, it goes off the link.
I had the honor and privilege of putting the thing on. They're nice. Like they're durable. The quality's great.
Are they flame resistant? Because those shits is fire.
Where's the extinguisher?
Everyone right now, order it. $60 to all my friends who like buy fucking Dominican hookers and do $200 worth of cocaine every Friday.
It's well worth $60.
$60 ain't nothing to you. All right.
Yeah.
So if my so-called brothers buy the fucking thing,
go in your old lady's purse, take her card out.
Slip that fucking buy 60 one. Right out.
Grab $60 right from your purse. Old lady, fucking, and go get her credit card and buy my fucking shit.
Steal some copper.
Hey, really, Rel.
Steal some copper.
I want to show our new drum cam. Can you go over there and
sure?
We're gonna show them the drum cam. We've got six cameras now in the podcast show. We just set up the drum booth.
One of them's in the bathroom.
And so. So basically, we're going to try out. Hold on. Relics, tell him what's up. Yo, the drum cam. Yeah. Give us. Oh, shit. Oh. Fuck Max Weinberg. Fuck Max Weinberg. Thank you.
Neil Squirt.
We're turning into a night.
That was amazing.
Fuck Max Weinberg. Fuck Conan O'Brien and every other talk show. I know. I do too. I'm just kidding.
A fellow Jew.
You're a lady. Like,
wait, his last name's Weinberg and he's
first
Jew.
First, you
guys are
loud down there, and now you're playing the fucking drums.
So that's drum cam. We're gonna incorporate that more into the podcast too.
New additions every
podcast is something new.
And fuck putty.
Yes. All right. While we're fucking talking dumb shit, I want to let you guys. We always try to talk about current topics, right, guys? Here and there. Besides our music, never politics. I hate talking politics.
But I will leave.
But
is this while Pornhub being shut down?
Well, that was. Yeah, no, it only shut. You gotta talk to the things so people hear.
Why is Pornhub shut down?
It's not only in Texas.
Why?
What?
Because
solar
all my exes live in Texas.
Originally, it was.
No, it's fine.
Hold on.
That's not what we're talking about tonight.
No, we're talking about the important topics here.
We're going to talk about this. Hey, this actually directly correlates to Pornhub being shut down. Did you know they just did a study? Guess where America's ranked as the happiest countries on the planet?
Under
five.
Lower.
Not in 20 anymore.
They're number 23. What? Let's watch this little news clip and then let's talk about it.
World Happiness Report is out. And the United States, it has dropped in its ranking. The U.S., in fact, came in at number 23. It's the first time it's dropped out of the top 20 since the report was first published back in 2012. How is this measured? First, they break down by age group, and then they ask people to score their life as a whole according to what they value. The average of that number becomes the country's score. And according to the report, people 30 and under were dramatically less happy than those 60 and older. That makes sense to me, with everything that's going on in the job scene and all that. Anyway, which country came out on top for the seventh straight year? You guessed it, Finland. closely followed by Denmark.
Okay.
Right. Sadly, we don't live there.
Right.
But I will travel to those countries.
You know what? Happiness to me is a state of mind anyway.
It is, but it's hard when you got to do like paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
The math ain't mathin', so I get it, especially for a younger person.
In many Western.
So, yeah, so
it's like a hot big titty blondes there.
Well, here's the thing, though.
It's just Finland.
Finland's the happiest. Fine. But why are we only the 23rd? They said that people.
You know why?
But you got to talk to the camera.
You know why? This is why. I'm going to tell you why we're 23rd.
Because
all these, you're quiet. All these fucking little fucking pricks are running around. I hate the United States. Hate the United States. Meanwhile, everyone's fucking family fled the United States for a fucking reason. I have never met anyone that want to defect back to fucking Cuba. You fucking morons.
USA!
USA! USA! I don't give a fuck what you people say.
No.
Say, no, stop, stop. People come here for opportunities. Stop, opportunity. Everyone. And I'm tired of this fucking bullshit. All right? I've been all over the world 3 fucking times. You know what I mean? I don't have to worry about someone coming into the United States and killing us and running back raping us in a fucking festival. Then everyone get mad at us when we fucking blow them up. Fucking people are fucking morons. All you. You stupid bitches with fucking purple hair. They get mad at fucking cops yelling at a white bitch with purple hair. Be like, you fucking, you racist motherfucker to a black cop in Portland. Shut the fuck up, you stupid fat white bitch.
Jeez. Did you get it a lot?
I come here all the time.
I just want to know who was 22. Like, who just beat us out.
Probably like
shout to Mike Church, baby.
Here's the thing, you guys. They said if you listen closely, 60 and over, very happy. 30 and under, very, very unhappy.
It's because
the pussies, that's why.
No,
because they're retired and ain't got to do shit.
Well,
the world sucks, everyone.
Yeah,
the world sucks, and I'm so happy to be in the United States. I'm a proud American, and nowadays you're a proud American.
Oh,
they call you a Nazi. You know, my families were killed by Nazis. This is so crazy. You people are fucking retarded.
I'm so glad I put that as one of our topics tonight because Danny did not get ribbed up once. I knew he would be fine.
Green said, well, we're ranked 27th now after that rank.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck Finland. Yo, fuck Finland. Yo,
Finland's happy as fuck. They're like, what's wrong
yo,
with
yo,
us?
Why we beat the shit out of Finland one hand?
Your Finland streams just went down to zero.
Yo, I'm finished.
We got dad jokes.
God.
I'm finished with this conversation.
All right. Let's. Besides that, anyone else have anything to add to that one?
Pre-order the EP.
No, we're done talking about the EP.
Wait, what?
Porno, open those fucking streams.
We're gonna go back to. We're gonna actually show a little clip of the new.
Shout out to Bosco, Jersey. What's up, baby?
It's just everyone yelling. This is ADHD.
You did this purposely.
What,
you know
what
I mean?
What?
I'm not
free, call freedom of speech. I can say what the fuck I want to say.
You should yell a little bit louder in the microphone when you
freedom
say
of speech. I can say whatever I want to say.
So what are we showing next?
All right. I want to actually show these. What is with Rick? What is with all your memes lately?
Oh, I'm always on my bullshit.
Yeah, here's one. Oh, if they didn't pre-order the They Live EP, then what fuck you.
Yeah.
It's Ricky Bobby.
Hold on.
You guys are white trash.
Someone's taking to get free bourbon. I like this one.
I'll get in that van.
Freedom. Sneaky Pete.
Yeah. Look at Rick. If it's bar closed.
Rick's hard work is getting paid off on a podcast.
And it's time to leave. And you leave your sturdy there. Sorry.
Yo,
sorry.
Bitch chose me, motherfucker.
Your puffer fish chose me.
Oh, yes. Yo, B.
You're a nice lady. I don't even know you're pulling those fucking bullshit up.
I got a little bit of everything here.
I'm gonna make some worse ones.
By the way, 420, Danny's in Jersey with Large Professor.
Large Professor.
Where's this at? It's in Jersey, the Takeoff 420 block party.
It's a weed place.
It's yeah.
So pull up, Jersey.
Listen, check this out. Jersey 420. I'll be performing with Jason Singard,
pull
Tony
up with
Slippers,
your pounds.
A Piss Mob on stage with me. Open you up for fucking Large Professor. Happy birthday, Large Professor. It's a graffiti event. So all you graffiti writers, come down. Get Lost a Lot. Vinny, he's doing it. Shout out to Get Lost a Lot. And I can't wait to do it, man, because it's cool.
Bring your papers.
Oh, hold on. It's cool to go back into the hood and do fucking write graffiti and do some hood rat shit. And I'm happy.
With my hood rat friends.
With my hood rat. But 419, the day before, I'm doing a fucking party in Brooklyn.
I don't have that flyer.
Brooklyn Monarch. And with Paulie the bartender, we're back. Paulie, it's called El Diablo's 420 thing. Because at midnight it'd be 420. We have vendors, we have weed, that's CBD oils, merchant, we have a raffle, and also we got Tony Sippers performing, we got Piss Mod performing, Jason the Sing God performing, Jerry X performing. Who else? That's it.
Bring your weed.
I have no clue.
And that's it. So bring, you know, come down, smoke some weed. Joy, and I'll be DJing with Lord Jewish, Eating Noise, and White Owl. We're playing freestyle all night.
Because
I love fucking freestyle.
Danny, we'll
punk rock
box
all night, old school hip hop. I'm not playing that fucking whack emo shit, but we're getting it down.
You heard it. No,
we made me very sad.
No DRP.
You hear it right there. So yo, if you come in, $5 to get in. So if you can't afford $5, you're a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, no, that cut music.
Also,
shout out to all my Puerto Ricans out there. That's how we get down.
While you're there, we'll be in Iron Mountain, Michigan with the Green Jello crew playing a little festival. So check us out if you're in Iron Mountain, Michigan. Danny's going to be in Jersey and New York. We'll be in Michigan and Krivitz, Wisconsin.
Oh boy,
we'll be in Spanx, AKA Serbia.
Serbia!
Shout out to Drake.
Shout out to Peachkas.
Also today, this just dropped. I hope you guys can check it out. Angry Corpses Resurrected. Me, Tim McMurtry, Kenny Ballone, rest in peace, and Walt Monster Ryan.
Go to Forest 5 Records. Yeah, pick up a fucking hard copy. Pick up the CD.
Which one?
This Andy one right Corpse? Here. Yeah. Danny's on this.
I'm on that.
Yes.
We have a video. What's the video called?
It's called Kill the Bully.
Kill the Bully, son.
Yes. So check that shit out, all right? You know what we should probably show now?
What?
We should show.
Your hammer?
Oh, let's do it.
What? Ew.
No. No. We're gonna show a little sneak peek of actually, even though Ray's not here, he just dropped a new video, but there's a big surprise that we were gonna talk about tonight. We're gonna show it now, but we're also gonna show a sneak peek of They Live's new video.
Ooh,
check this out. We're gonna do a little sneak peek of They Live's new video, but also me, Ray De La Vega, and Lazy Bones' new video called Trap and Ruckus. We're going to drop that for April 5th.
This video's dope.
And March 28th is going to be the They Live video. So check the shit out, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about it.
Why'd you only play a clip? You said you're gonna play the whole thing.
I said, "Yo,
Rick knows how to roast a ball."
Sorry, you should have saw pain in Donnie's forehead pop.
They Live's new album comes out March 29th. The new video is gonna be dropping the day before
March 28th.
But I want you guys to pre-order the record on iTunes. We're trying to get the shit to chart, please. They Live is one of the dopest hip hop groups in the underground, and I'm not just saying that because they're on the label. And it's not because they're my friends. Actually, they're not my friends. I hate them.
They're ranked 23.
That means a lot, Donnie. Thank you.
We agreed to something.
They're dope. They're just assholes.
They always have an EP with me, and I've been.
They can't hear you.
Oh. Yeah, they also have an EP coming out with me, and I'm just waiting for Prolific to go downstairs. It's only like 10 feet. Go downstairs.
Go downstairs and finish the mix.
I got you.
No, not even mix. Send it to Diggy. I've been waiting 3 weeks for this.
I got you.
He's got you.
Promise.
So John Nay says you should invite Gaming with Green on.
I agree.
I don't know if Green is on, but I bring it up every time I watch his fucking video game stuff.
Our boy.
So get on, Mr. Green. What up, dog? Pull up.
Pull up. Keep playing them games, dog.
The fans here.
I mean, the video games, you know, like not playing games.
Stop playing games.
Stop playing games. We're 23rd ranked because I have to deal with you guys. Actually, I'm 30th ranked for happiness. My happiness is not happy now.
Your happiness is a mask.
I'm happy. You know what? I'm happy. I'm not doing this shit with you guys.
We're not here.
Yeah. Right before you guys get here, I'm like, yeah.
I was very happy today before you called me.
My weeks actually suck until Friday is when I get to do this with you guys.
Aww.
Also, this week, I'm going on tour with Angry Corpses. Check us out in Chicago. Forever Death Fest 5.
What is that? What day are you going there?
This is March 29th. And then we're also playing Cincinnati. Let me see. This is Cincinnati at the Grill and Kill Tour. And we're also playing where the fuck are they? We're playing two other shows next week.
They Lives also got a show coming up too.
And then pick this up too. The New York Hardcore Streetwear Graffiti Drugs Money and Crime shirt. And the New York Hardcore beanies. Yes. There's a billion. We got 7 different colors in this.
They're
bitch
amazing
now.
Too. Right. And also, They Lives got a show coming up as well.
Oh yeah, you know what? I got to show that one. Let me see that one. Where the fuck is that?
Anyone that's got five on it,
here it is. The Loonies. Loonies with They Live here in Cudahy, Wisconsin.
That's right. Pull up. Pull up to that show. It's gonna be a fucking banger.
That's the same day I'm DJing.
They can't hear you. There you go.
DJ Sabatic.
Oh, the same day?
Shit. I'm 28.
Oh, no shit.
But I'm waiting for the flyer. But yeah, DJ Sabatic, guys.
Danny, you guys just dropped a new video. Do you want to talk about Smokey D and what's all going on with that?
Please do.
Please, let's talk about how that all came to be.
So right now, I'm just want to say shout out to my brother, Hoya Rock.
Shout out to Hoya.
Shout out to fucking Sean Martin.
Hoya, I love
brother
you.
Brother Demi, I love you. Fucking, we did an EP with Zeus. And right now, we have a video called a lyric video that's out right now called
The Codes We Chose.
One of the hardest shit in the world. So
this band and all the songs you guys have been doing is so fucking hard.
It's fucking hard. Listen,
it's fucking hard, man.
It took us how many years? Me and Hoya growing up together. Hard. Now we're doing the hardest shit in the world. It can get harder. Prolific, come over
Gay
here.
Porn hard.
Get over here, nigga.
Gay porn hard. This shit's hard, dog. This shit's hard.
Yo, homeboy, check it out. Yeah. So basically, we did it. So me and Hoya, we grew up from Jackson Heights to Corona, Queens. And we, you know, Hoya was in Madball. I was a Scarhead. We toured together since 95. And now we're in a band together in the 50s. So it's so crazy, bro. So, yeah, this is total Queens, baby. And shout out to Sean Martin. I love you, brother. But, yeah, Smoke AD.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gator. Thank you so much, brother. Shout out to everyone who's pushing us. And getting the EP. The EP's out right now for pre-order. Concert the Rock. Pre-order right now. Shout to Jason. Jay Reason. So Static Era Records. He's the one that puts it together. And, you know, thank you so much, Zeus. I love you. So play the fucking video right now. It's hard as fuck.
Oh, you want to play the video?
Stupid play the video.
Wait, right. I got a question, though.
What?
Did Lebanon Dan ever catch up with you?
Yeah,
Lebanon Dan's gone.
He's gone?
Oh, he's gone.
He's always hunting down Hoya.
All right, if you guys haven't seen, this is The Codes We Chose. It's the lyric video. We'll be right back after this.
Time out of sight, it's all be something. the things we live by going to, no matter what it takes.
So, when did you guys record? Yo, Danny, when did you guys record that track?
A couple weeks ago, my G.
A couple weeks ago. Where was that recorded at?
In Massachusetts.
So what's the plan for Smoke AD? A lot of people have been asking. No Echo just did a review of the new track.
Shout out to No Echo. Yeah, No Echo always shows me love. And, thank you, No Echo. Queens Graffiti Legends always show me love. It's so good to. All the hardcore kids out there, thank you so much. All the metalheads, thank you so much. So
what's next for it, Dan?
Yeah, what's going on?
I want to even know.
Yeah, what's the plan?
Take on the world. I'm dropping. Listen.
Break up right for
guys, the guys, guys, guys. This is I'm dropping everything I'm doing for Smoke AD.
As you said.
Everything?
I'm just saying, like, I'm doing this. I'm putting out Danny Diablo versus They Live. Danny Diablo and the DRP. We have an album, EP coming out too, right?
Yep.
I'm also putting out Danny Diablo, West Nile, Father and Son EP that's coming out soon. And also Supreme Force Syndicate with Real Wolf Records.
Yeah.
Which is a major, it's like the Transplants meet Wu-Tang. So I'm that's all the hardcore punk hip hop shit. But Scarhead and Crown Thorns, I'll be recording, but Smoke AD is gonna be my number one main focus and priority. And I'm going for that metal money because I've been doing that the hardcore money. Money and that shit is whack, son. I'm underground means underpaid, son. And I got child support. I got mad child support. Where's I got mad bills.
Hey,
and I'm a fucking grown man and I'm gonna be treated like a real artist. So basically,
Danny,
all I'm doing is art.
You might
have
put that on a shirt
and acting. Uh-huh. What?
Underground is underrated.
Underground. And I'm doing acting also, but main focus is Smoke AD. Me and my brother Hoy and Sean Martin. I love you. Peace, love.
Well, besides that, you said
that's
you,
the casting you, couch over there.
You said, oh shit, I got the wrong
couch.
Anyone care to come to the casting couch?
Oh god.
You said Scarhead's not the main goal, but you guys are playing a show with Downset at the Kingsland. May 31st.
Scarhead's my baby.
It'll always be Scarhead.
Check
Danny,
that out.
Sure.
We're doing with my brother Sick Man and Fury of Five.
Fury of Five.
I love you, Sick Man.
Sworn in.
Me and Sick Man are doing a movie with Drew Stone, so that's coming out soon. I'm doing another TV show. I'm doing Crash the System. Second season will be out in June. I'm doing the third season in October. Shout out to Kamal Ahmed from the Jerky Boys. I love you, Kamal.
Yeah.
That's my brother. So thank you for giving me a chance again. I'm Randy Roachtrap in the TV series.
I love that.
I'm doing a film this year. I can't tell who I'm doing with, but real big.
I know.
Director, you know who it is, right?
Salute to Chile.
Chile. Santiago in the building. What's up? Viva Chile. Viva Chile. what else am I doing? Oh. So I'm playing Brooklyn at the Kingsland with Sworn Enemy.
Yeah.
Fury of Five.
There it is right there.
My brother's from Downset. Shout out to Downset, CBS crew.
Yes. Yes, no.
So basically you ain't got shit going on.
Yeah,
I ain't got shit going on, bro. That's why I moved out to Milwaukee to live my life like an artist.
Oh, it's exciting to see. Every day Danny's on top of something new.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. Definitely. Every fucking day.
Is it a sturdy though?
Yeah, listen, I've been my whole life been fucking crazy, and I love it. I love that I grew up the way I grew up. But you know what? I'm a grown man at the highest point right now, though. Yeah, I need to be focused. I can't be worried about hood rat shit. Who went over me? I stabbed that guy 5, 10, 15 years ago. He would stab me back. Allegedly. Like that. I mean, so I like it out here.
I got to ask you this, Danny. In the realm of your happiness, are you 23 and under or 23 and over?
Today, I'm fucking negative 15. Stupid bullshit.
Jesus, you're so mad. Well, man, why can't you just be happy?
This is like I achieve a lot. I have worked so hard in my life.
You've worked very hard.
And that's the reason why we're doing this shit today, because of the way I worked and my passion and my blood, sweat, and tears. That's why I got a fucking podcast show.
Now I know how Pippen feels, because you're like the Jordan and you're not giving me any credit at all. No, thank you.
Listen, I feel like
that's why Pippen wrote his own book.
Yeah, Pippen
was that is why Pippen wrote his own book.
Everyone wants to be Jordan. And that's it. I'm the Dominique Wilkins of hardcore. So that's what I'm trying to say.
So you windmill dunk on everybody.
I tomahawk on all the niggas out there. So
my father loves
Dominique Wilkins, baby. Yo, Prolific, you're more like Gerald Wilkins.
Hey, Gerald wasn't bad, though. Hey, I'll take that. Gerald Wilkins wasn't bad.
I'm Bernard King, you Albert King, son.
Come on.
Can I be the Rick Barry?
LeBron James. Look, LeBron James got nothing on Jordan or fucking Bird. You people are fucking whack.
No. I
who's the light skinned kid that's amazing?
Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry.
Fuck him too.
All these
ball players play like bitches. They get foul.
Timeout.
Isaiah Thomas would kill all those kids. I hate Isaiah.
Hold on. LeBron is 6'10" and 280. 280 pounds.
Larry Bird would destroy LeBron James.
I agree mentally, but physically, LeBron would kill him.
Listen, that's retarded.
I'm just saying. Retarded. Hold on.
Yo, Rick Mahorn would pick up LeBron James, slam on his head.
I think Bird is probably top five.
And Lambeer would come in with the right. But
if you just go physical, raw strength and skill, LeBron would destroy him physically.
First of all, you don't trust someone with a hairline like that doesn't fix it. All right, that's first. $1 million, and you don't fucking fix your hairline.
He's trying. He's been trying.
He has been trying.
Those plugs ain't staying.
LeBron.
Yo, really?
Yo,
can we get? I want to try the drum cam one more time. Get in there and give us a beat, and Prolific's gonna freestyle.
The drum cam.
Yeah, freestyle.
Someone just call me the Shug Knight of hardcore.
Up, all right, we're gonna go back into this booth. Yeah, hold on.
Hang Prolific off of balcony.
Here is the drum booth. Relic's about to join. Oh, there he is. It smells like fresh paint. Yeah, I just painted.
That's the ether.
Yeah, give us a beat.
Put the gas on.
Oh shit!
Come on! Yeah! Yeah!
Relic, just shaved my penis, and now I'm hitting on top with the stick of my wiener. Oh,
Relic,
big Relic in the drums, four-star Relic, yeah, you know what's up.
Relic.
Oh.
Hey,
Relic.
Hold on, can we do a little test real quick?
What are we doing?
Everybody that can comment, can you hear the drum?
Can you hear the drum?
Shout out my nigga Roach. I love you, brother.
That's one thing. We didn't set up a mic in there.
All right, I was curious if it sounds too loud, too...
I'm sure they heard that dumb
too mushy.
Yeah,
I
hate freestyle on that. At least I tried.
What up, everyone?
Yo. If you guys got any comments, we're gonna chill for about 10 more minutes and probably take off.
Paulie, what up? Roach in the house.
We got any more comments?
Baby.
For anyone that's tuning in right now.
He said LeBron James is the most crybaby in all. I agree. I'm not saying he's
not. Florida.
I definitely agree LeBron James. But
yo, piss mob in the house.
I'm saying physically-wise, he's one of the strongest of the last 50 years.
Yo, get off LeBron James' dick.
I'm not. Get off his hairline.
Get off his hairline.
Get off these fucking sports. For anyone that's tuning in
Hey, we want to talk sports.
Please go pre-order.
I guarantee you, I'm the one with the most knowledge of sports in this motherfucker.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
King Relic's no. back.
You're so good.
I'm overheating, Donnie.
I'm saying right now, listen, Dominique Wilkins would destroy LeBron James on a 1-on-1.
But here's the thing. Dominique always won 50 games every fucking year, and he'd be out in the second round of the playoffs every fucking year.
Yeah, the wackest team in the world, bro. Always. So if LeBron, if Dominique Wilkins played with fucking LA running gun, he would have made, he would have killed it. Imagine how whack James Worthy is. How much
you say James Worthy's whack
compared to Dominique Wilkins?
Well,
yes.
All
right.
He would just threw all my friends and family out there. Please go pre-order the EP. They Lives. It comes out next week, folks.
I guess we're trying
to shout to Jeff, who just got locked up. Jeff's out. Free. Jeff's already free. Good. You guys, Smurf. You too, baby. I love you.
My shit's in airplane mode. So go pre-order that EP. They Live, Obey.
Oh.
It's $5, people. Come on. Please. I'm sick of working my fucking job. Will you just please go do that for us, guys?
Like, we got blurred for a second.
You're Mike Tyson all day, son. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I like how you screaming at it. It has its own overdrive immediately.
You guys can back clean up them out.
You're out. Anything else? Oh, you know what? My album is basically fucking done.
Carry on. Next,
I'm just waiting. My solo CD, and I had a DJ come in, DJ Shemp. I didn't get it recently
because I thought he did.
See how everything's good.
What's up?
I didn't give a chance to give
69 viewers. Nice.
I didn't give a chance to give DJ Shemp a shout out. He Sick. Came in and cut on three of my songs.
Again?
I'm gonna show a thing of his, and then we're gonna get what?
Wait,
Shemp's his rap name.
Shemp's his rap name.
DJ Jazzy Jorts, right?
Yeah. Check this out. My solo CD is going to be released in the next couple months. Check this little bit out. Enter the Ruckus coming out in the next couple months. I finished up the CD artwork actually 2 days ago.
DRP, can I ask you this question?
Yeah, what's up?
How far along is it mixed and mastered?
It's 10 of the 11 songs are mixed and mastered. Shit. I'm waiting on the last track with me and Proof because Proof's actually mixing and mastering it.
Okay,
so I'm just waiting on Proof. The last song
shout
is me and him.
Proof.
Yeah, I want to get her done. I want to get it done. I swear to get her done.
Here's the other thing to top on for me to ask you. When's the last time you dropped a solo album?
2016.
That's what I'm saying
ago.
Because you've even done one since you started the fucking label back up.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That was actually
the launch of the label.
It's
again.
Exciting because he's relaunched the fucking label since 2017. And he hasn't even done a solo album yet.
No,
till right now.
The album before you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like 10 of them.
Was it Ruckus and Illin?
Yeah, Ruckus and Illin.
Ruckus and Illin was the last one, right?
I'm actually excited to release my first solo record in 8 years.
Yeah,
Enter the Ruckus.
It's exciting as fuck.
I'm sure all three of your fans are excited.
Oh, my mom, my dad, and yeah. Hey, speaking of, I gotta give a shout out to my mom and dad. Check this out. I love my family a lot. Check out this old picture from the 80s.
Shout out to
Look at my dad.
Yeah.
Yo, look at
Tom Selleck. Is that Tom Selleck?
Look at them glasses. Look at my mom's fucking dress. No, yes.
That is hard.
Look at that. Look at my brother. What a punk. What a pussy ass bitch. I'm kidding.
You talk about Aaron like that.
He's got a great hairline.
He's a good looking man.
He's going to piss test me tomorrow.
All right, need you to come into the office and
real quick too. Sunday I'll be on Staunch TV. Check it out. I'll be talking with Staunch about Angry Corpses, Primer 55, The Nomads, Force 5, everything we got going on. So check that out. It's gonna be live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll be on his channel. I'm looking forward to that a lot. Yeah. And
I'm gonna crash
sick.
That shit.
Danny, what else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
I just want to say thank you to all the fans out there that buying the merch. Buying the art, listening to the Ruckus podcast show and the Diablo's Den.
Yes,
we're gonna do this every week, and we're gonna have other guests on. So everyone, thank you for even thinking about us all over the world. So it's cool that I just want to say thank you. The Smoke AD thing is really something in my life right now is pushing, like making me this label has made me feel. Like I accomplished something in my life, and like new friends. Tons.
Danny, we want to thank you too for everything you do for us. Hand of God, like
shut up over there, prolific.
No, you do, Danny. Like,
I'm just
sucking dicks over there, bro.
I'm sucking all the dicks right now. So you listen to me while I suck dicks and think, Danny.
No, listen,
all right. Listen, I mean that shit.
Get my dick out of your mouth.
Oh.
No,
I'll see you when we get back.
Listen, I want to say all my European fans, I love you. It wasn't for the European fans. They buy a lot of the stuff, and they are. I love Europe. I'm sorry.
Not in Finland anymore.
Yeah, except Finland. Yeah, yeah, except Finland.
I think I can fuck Finland up myself. Yo, nigga, Queens.
Still be
yo,
happy.
Hold on. Yo, if I can fuck Finland up with Queens alone.
The dude sings with mine.
Some Viking niggas can come after me now. The Queen of Finland's like, Danny Diablo cannot perform here now. Smoke AD, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, Ma, I love you guys.
Ma, I love you.
This is the most important thing. Wait, how do I get just to me? Yo.
Danny Ali, what's up,
yo,
baby?
Woo. Rick, fuck Rick Dog.
Hey.
Oh.
Mom, I know you watched. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Sorry for all the
star.
Thank you, Mom. I love you.
They Live's new EP Obey drops March 29. Pre-order it on iTunes now.
Please. Shout out to Slippers Diggy.
And then the music video Shout Hollow to Diggy, featuring Rich White Dog Boy. Drops on the 28th.
Oh, someone just said order the Smoke AD LP yesterday. Thank you very much.
No, we have an EP pre-order right now. Thank you. And everyone, order the They Live EP right now. Thank if you're a fan of mine, I'm on it. Order it.
Yeah. Go over there and order it.
I think that's it. Is anyone want to add anything
anyone has any questions for us? We'll answer it right now.
There might be a slight delay, but we'll give it a couple seconds.
Okay, all right, we'll give it a couple seconds.
Anyone want any questions?
No question to us. Otherwise, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Danny says, love you guys. I'm out. Fuck Rick Dog.
Fuck Rick Dog. Fuck Rick Dog.
Today's episode was brought to you by.
I got P2.
All right. I guess
somebody sponsor this podcast with liquor.
Yes. Ruckus, thank you guys very much.
Joe Fado. Hope you feel better, Joe Fado. Love you,
Shout
baby.
Shout out to Joe Fado. Happy birthday, Large Professor.
Kong Nasty. Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, Alana.
Large Professor. I love
sure
you, brother.
Not watching, but whatever.
And shout out to Ray De La Vega. We'll have him on here in a couple weeks. Peace. Force 5 Records, the Ruckus Movement. I'm out. Ruckus!
Force 5 Records is brought to you by.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan. And this is the Corner of Gray Street Podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the Corner of Gray Street.